This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in 1720, when I was 14 years of age, I was just plain Ben. Of course, even then, I had a knack for getting myself in trouble. So there we were, Eliza, the boys, and me, trapped at the back table of Coffin's Tavern with the governor himself not 30 feet away.
A fine ale, Mrs. Coffin. Your reputation for hospitality doesn't do you justice.
No, I only wish you'd been here when Mr. Coffin was alive, sir. How he would have been honored.
The honor's mine, ma'am. Alas, my duties have kept me a virtual prisoner in the royal residence. A man can lose touch with his friends and with his enemies.
There it was again. I thought sure the governor was looking at me, knowing somehow I possessed the letter he had tried so hard to find.
Ben, let's get out of here.
If he finds us with the letter...
Shh! He doesn't know it's us. He's just fishing.
And we're the fish.
You see, my friends, I'm not the would-be tyrant some of my critics say I am. I can take a joke as well as the next man.
In silence, do good. Sure does know how to tell a good joke.
Indeed she does, friend. You like a good joke, do you?
Aye, sir, we all do.
Of course. Authority must be respected. Your name, sir?
Who, me?
You do have a name, don't you?
Davy Pot, sir. But everybody calls me Dirty Dave.
I amuse you, do I, Dirty Dave? In that case, you shall amuse me. Seize that man, Constable.
I was just having a little joke, I was.
And now the joke's on you, Dirty Dave. I fear you're going to get a lot dirtier tied to my horse and dragged through the streets of Boston.
No! Oh, no!
Company! Marcher!
One moment, Constable. Is there anyone else who enjoys Mrs. Silent's do-good and her sense of humor? What about that blasted Veracity Quince?
Ben, what if he knows they're both you?
Shh! Quiet, Sam.
No? Then I bid you all a good night.
Company!
Oh, we just March. Had a bit of fun, that's all! Just harmless fun! Oh, no.
That could have been us.
It will be us. Each one of us, if the governor finds a way to stop Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good. That's why we have to decipher this letter.
What makes the letter so important, Ben?
I don't know, John. I only know it's important to the governor, and that's enough.
Unlike poor Dirty Dave, we narrowly escaped the governor. But now it was time to bring the teapot back to the Widow Fleming to clear Eliza's name. And I had a favor to ask.
My silver teapot.
As good as new, ma'am.
Where did you find it?
The credit goes to Veracity Quince and his assistant, Eliza Boyd.
Eliza?
Mr. Quince believed me when no one else did. I never could have found the teapot without him.
She's no thief, ma'am. If she was, she'd be long gone by now.
Well. I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry would be a start.
Eliza, I am regretful that you were suspected. And I am willing to take you back into service.
Thank you, ma'am. But no, thank you.
I beg your pardon.
What Eliza means is she's earned your trust. For her to return to your service under the same terms...
What are you asking?
If you were to shorten her term of indenture to 2 years...
4.
3.
Done.
And 2 nights off a week?
1.
Done.
If that is all, young man.
Well, ma'am, now that you mention it, there is one little thing you can do for Mr. Veracity Quince.
Young Franklin, is it? Back to prison. Missed me, did ya?
You'll be obliged to hand over the prisoner and be quick about it.
Excuse me? You giving me orders?
I see you need additional authority. Madam?
What appears to be the problem?
Beg pardon, ma'am. This prison is no place for a lady or a lady's maid, neither.
Indeed, it is no place for an innocent man as well. Do you keep a certain John Julian in your care?
Jamaica Jack? He's mine, all right. Until he's the hangman's.
Release him!
Release him, did you say?
You heard my mistress.
But Jamaica Jack's a pirate.
Are you deaf as well as dumb, sir? I say he's a free man and I can prove it. Most exhilarating, I must say. And to think, all it took was a few words from me and a few sheets of paper to win this gentleman's freedom. What did you call them?
Letters of manumission. They prove that John Julian had been granted his freedom by your husband long before his untimely death.
And how do you explain that the ink on those papers was still wet?
Trade secret, ma'am. I'll never tell if you won't.
Wicked boy. Mr. Julian, may I call you Jack? I trust you will make the most of your freedom.
Widow Fleming, you may count on it.
Your carriage, ma'am.
As for you, Cornelius, or Benjamin, or whatever you call yourself next, tell Mr. Veracity Quince if he ever requires my services again, be sure to let me know.
I will indeed, ma'am.
Remarkable lady. And the girl has spunk. Is she a friend of yours?
Yes. I hope to call you a friend too, Jack. Shall we shake on it?
Don't be too proud, Ben. You've righted one wrong, but there are others, thousands who still live in bondage. Unlike me, they don't have papers that give them the same rights as you have. Unlike you and your friends, they won't be free when they come of age.
I never considered.
You're a puzzle solver like Veracity Quince. But there's one puzzle even he can't solve. How to make God's children live like brothers and sisters.
Perhaps it starts with a handshake?
Perhaps it does. You used your printing skills to help me. I assume you want something in return?
Funny you should ask.
You say you found this letter pinned beneath this table?
Right where Mr. Fleming left it.
Why, it's you again!
Mrs. Coffin, may I present?
Jamaica Jack, you're a sight for sore eyes.
And you're as beautiful as ever, Mrs. C.
And you're as big a liar.
You know each other?
Mrs. Coffin always had a chair and a mug of ale for me. Can't say that at every grog shop in Boston.
I heard there was wine and a rope for you, Jack.
Thanks to Mr. Franklin here, I shan't swing. At least not yet. But I am in need of work.
Honest work, I trust.
Is there any other kind?
Oh, come see me again, Jack, after you shave and take a bath, and I'll see what I can do.
You're right, I do have a lot to learn.
Show me this letter you found.
Do you recognize the lingo?
It appears to be a standard notice from one business partner to another, advising him when to expect the arrival of a certain merchant ship from the West Indies.
That's all? The governor sent his own son to steal this letter just to get the schedule of some ship filled with sugar and spice?
I'm afraid so, unless there's something between the lines. A secret.
Did you say a secret?
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Felicity? Strange. I thought I heard you laughing.
Me, Thad? I've been practicing, and you know how seriously I take my music.
Perhaps you should try that part again.
No, I'll just play on.
I said try it again. There must be something wrong with the instrument.
No, Thad, don't.
A strange place to find a copy of the New England Courant. I wonder how it found its way inside your harpsichord.
I wonder.
You know how Father feels about that scurrilous rag.
But Silence Duguid is so funny. Everyone thinks so.
Everyone is not the governor's daughter. Silence Duguid makes your father and his government the butt of her jokes.
A very clever woman.
A very dangerous woman.
Thaddeus, you make too much of this. If you wouldn't take yourself so seriously...
Serious times require serious measures. Silence Duguid must be silenced. Once and for all.
Some women can't be silenced so easily.
We shall see. Up until now, you have been pampered and indulged. But that will soon change.
I am not about to take orders from my brother.
I wasn't speaking of myself, dear sister. I was speaking of your future husband.
Where's Sam?
Sorry, Ben. Couldn't get away until... God of mercy! It's Blackbeard!
The pirate Edward Teach, who you call Blackbeard, perished in the Carolinas 2 years ago. Have no fear, I am not his ghost.
Jamaica Jack has read the letter, but it's what he can't read that may solve the puzzle. John, did you bring the candle?
Here, Ben.
Matches, Ned?
Got him.
Wait, someone's coming.
You and your boys' club. Were you thinking of leaving me out just when it's getting good?
Fair warning, Eliza. This could turn dangerous.
I certainly hope so.
Brave lass.
Thank you, Mr. Julian. You may proceed.
Very well. Strike the match and light the candle.
Careful! You're burning the letter!
We're not going to burn it, Sam. We're going to conduct an experiment. The ancient Romans sent secret messages using an ink that couldn't be read by the naked eye.
Invisible ink.
Exactly. The practice continues to this day among informers and spies. Observe, if you will. Our letter notifying the reader of a cargo ship bound for Boston. Now, watch as I pass it over the candle's flame, allowing the heat to warm the page.
I don't see anything different.
Wait, something's beginning to appear.
Between the lines! There's more vid in there!
It's magic!
No, Sam, it's science. The heat of the candle causes a chemical reaction with the invisible ink, which is invisible no longer. Can you read it, Jack?
Dear and trusted partner, the legend is true. 75 years ago, a ship left this island bound for Spain. It carried the treasure of the New World back to the old. A king's ransom in gold.
Treasure?
Gold!
Really?
We're gonna be rich!
Hush! Let him finish!
The ship never made it to Spain. They say it sank in the waters off the rocky coast of New England.
We're never gonna get it now.
They were wrong. The ship with its Spanish gold ran aground on a tiny island that guards Boston Harbor.
Little Brewster Island, that's where they're building the new lighthouse, the first one in all of New England.
The treasure must still be there.
No wonder the governor was willing to do anything to get his hands on this letter.
So he can get his hands on the gold.
Not if we get it first.
We're rich!
Yeah!
The governor is already a rich man. What does he need with the treasure?
You can't be too rich.
You think there's another reason, Ben?
With the governor, there's always another reason.
You see, Father, that blasted newspaper is becoming a plague. First it was Veracity Quince, now Miss Silence Duguid. I found my own sister laughing at her jokes. Laughing at you.
Burn this rag in the fireplace and leave your sister to me. As for this Mrs. Duguider...
Duguid.
I knew that. For all her homespun humor, she is more a thorn in my side than Veracity Quince. You know what to do with a thorn, don't you? That is, you pluck it out.
I'll buy myself a house.
Two houses. One in town, one in country.
With an indoor privy.
And a feather bed.
May I have this dance, your ladyship?
Charmed, I'm sure.
You're forgetting something, aren't you? Before we can find the treasure, we need a boat.
Ben.
That's where you come in, Jack. With your knowledge of the tides.
You'll go treasure hunting without me, Ben.
Without you? But you're one of us. You've earned your share. If you hadn't deciphered the letter...
I spent 5 years among pirates. I know the lust for gold, and I want no part of it. Besides, there's one more thing in the letter you need to hear. They say the native tribe that dug the gold and died of their labor put a curse on it.
A curse?
Superstition. It was meant to scare away the weak of heart.
Sometimes it's wise to be weak. I wish you luck, Ben. Farewell.
Jack, come back!
Let him go, Ben.
More for us.
What if he's right? What if there is a curse?
I tell you, there is no such thing. That's the old world talking, not the new. Here, we make our own luck, and our own fortune. And no silly curse is going to stop...
What's wrong, Ben?
Do you hear that?
The governor's troops!
They're coming this way!
Quick, John, take the letter and don't let it out of your sight. The rest of you, run. Go in different directions and don't look back. Didn't you hear? It's me they want. Run!
What about you, Ben?
Don't worry about me. It takes more than a few fat soldiers to catch Ben Franklin. Run!
Where have you been?
James, listen. There's trouble.
I know. The latest edition of the paper sold out. Everyone's reading Mrs. Silence Duguid, even Anne. Oh, beautiful Anne Smith. She thinks Mrs. Silence Duguid is wonderful. And she thinks I'm even more wonderful for publishing her.
James, have you been drinking?
I'm celebrating! Anne Smith called me brave for taking on the governor. She said... You hear that?
Afraid so.
You know what it means?
Afraid I do.
They're throwing me a parade!
No, James, they're not throwing you a parade. They're on their way to make an arrest.
Who are they coming for?
Veracity Quince.
Where is he?
Right here.
You? Veracity Quince? Next thing you'll say is that you're Mrs. Silence Duguid.
I have so many thoughts, Jim. So many ideas. It was the only way I could get you to print them.
You're Veracity Quince? You're Silence Duguid? How could you do this?
Halt! James Franklin.
That's me.
In the name of the king, you're under arrest.
For more great stories like the one you're listening to, visit bestrobotever.com. You know, the idea of robots originated in ancient civilizations, including China, Greece, and Ptolemaic Egypt. Of course, they weren't called robots then, but automata. I recall reading about how...
Ben, we're out of time.
What? What's that? We're out of time, but I was just about to... Very well. BestRobotEver.com.
Find your next adventure at GZMshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.